Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Last year, Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Despite the name, it actually includes a lot of plans to address climate change. Last week, we went over the big picture plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But what will these policies mean for you? And when can you start taking advantage of them? We had Charlie Adams and Juliana Marullo from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So the IRA is putting more than $300 billion towards climate change efforts. How much of that money will go to everyday people?
Well, it includes billions in tax credits and other incentives to make it cheaper for people to use renewable energy, buy electric cars, and make their homes more efficient.
Can I take advantage of this money?
Yes. Starting this year, homeowners can qualify for a tax credit to cover up to 30% of the cost of making their homes more energy efficient.
What counts as an energy efficient project?
It could include renovations like new doors and windows, or replacing old appliances like water heaters with more efficient ones.
But don't get too carried away. These credits have a $1,200 annual limit.
There's also billions of dollars aimed specifically at helping lower and middle income households rehab their homes.
What about helping me run my home using renewable energy? Could the IRA help make that more affordable?
Yes, definitely. There's a 30% tax credit for installing renewable energy sources, like solar panels, to your house.
You can use this federal credit on top of certain state tax credits, which could make your projects even more affordable.
How about electric cars? Can I get a tax credit to help me buy one?
It depends. The IRA includes tax credits of up to $7,500 for new electric vehicles and $4,000 for used electric vehicles.
But to get that money, the car you buy has to meet certain requirements.
Like what?
The car can't be too expensive. There are price restrictions for new and used electric vehicles.
And you can't make too much money. The tax credits are only available to people within certain income limits.
Got it. But getting people to buy electric cars and replace their old boiler doesn't seem like enough to make a dent in climate change.
Well, remember, there are billions of dollars going to industry and local governments to address this problem as well.
The IRA helps us do what we can while providing incentives for larger scale things like solar fields and wind projects. We can't get to a better climate future without doing both.
Okay, but reducing emissions in Florida versus Alaska are two very different challenges for individuals and governments. How much control will states have in this process?
We'll talk more about that next week.
Got it. Thanks, Charlie and Juliana. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.